Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second weekend of August. This week, I've had my hair cut at a hair salon in the neighborhood. This was a very special haircut because the person who cut my hair was my old school friend. She and I were classmates at junior high school. The hair salon is owned by her parents. Because my mother is a regular customer there, through her information, I knew that my friend works there. But she and I have never met since our graduation. A few weeks ago, however, I suddenly got the inspiration to visit this hair salon and ask my friend to cut my hair. That day, we met for the first time after 17 years. But so interestingly, we didn't feel that way. The moment we saw each other, the time gap just disappeared, and we started chatting non-stop about our current lives and about our old school friends. My friend was also such a great hairstylist, and I came out of the hair salon fresh and shining. This memorable reunion reminded me that our human connections are not restricted to the physical dimension. What magical reunion do you recall right now? Today, I am sharing with you a story which is sort of a continuation from the last one. The last story was about my childhood library visits that I used to enjoy with my family on weekends. After borrowing the picture books from the library, on weekday nights, my mother, brother, and I used to enjoy them one by one. And there was one thing that my brother would look forward to each night. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. The Ritual of the End. This is a memory from the time when I am 5 and my little brother is 2. On weekday evenings, my mother, brother, and I do a small reading time before bedtime. After dinner and a bath, we all sit on the floor in our pajamas next to our family couch, because the couch is too hard and uncomfortable for us to sit upon. We then pick one story from the collection we have borrowed from the library last weekend. Some nights, we read a picture book from one of our favorite series, The 11 Cats, Adventures of 11 Cats, The 10 Frogs, Adventures of 10 Frogs, and the Nonton series, A Daily Life of a Mischievous Male Kitten with His Forest Friends. My brother and I sit on each side of our mother, and as she reads the story, we point at the funny details of the picture and ask why the story is unfolding in the way it is. Other nights, my mother reads us a picture story show, Kamishibai in Japanese. She sits on the couch, holding up the large picture story show in her hands, and my brother and I sit on the floor, looking up at the picture. Once my mother starts reading the story from behind the picture, our excitement explodes. My brother says something about the picture. I add my own comment. My brother says something else, and so on. We are non-stop chatting throughout the picture story show, so much so that my mother is often forced to intervene to bring back order.
When the story finally comes to an end, two words appear on the last page of the picture story show in large bold lettering. The end. This is always when my brother jumps to his feet and rushes to that final page my mother is holding. The end. He points his finger at each word as he slowly and deliberately pronounces the two words. I suspect that this is his favorite part of the whole picture story show, to announce to everybody in the room the end of the show, as well as his ability to read and pronounce these important words. That's right, sweetie. My mother's smile kicks up a notch. It says, the end. Good job. Ignoring this all-too-predictable dialogue, I start preparing for our next activity before bedtime.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.